Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. This week in 1941, a marriage, you might say, took place in New York City in the Decca Recording Studios, a sacred bond between a popular gospel singer and an electric guitar. Accounts, Sister Rosetta Tharpe was a force of nature. Her mother was a member of the Church of God in Christ, which encouraged expressions of spirit through music and dancing. A child prodigy, she began playing for church audiences at the age of four. 19 years later, in 1938, she appeared at Carnegie Hall for the legendary Spirituals to Swing concert and first recorded for Decca.
From church to church. You know that I conversion don't amount to much, and that's all.
That's all.
I just tell you that's all.
That's all, that's all.
But they better have religion now. I tell you that's all.
To some people, Sister Rosetta was controversial, not only for her heavily amplified guitar playing, but because she played her soul-shaking gospel in nightclubs, backed by leading jazz groups of the day. This tune, with Lucky Melinder's Big Band, is apparently the first time she plugged in during a recording session, and as they say, there was no looking back. Sister Rosetta Tharpe went on to a distinguished career and proved to be so influential that a complete list of artists who have referred to her would be almost impossible. With a biography, documentary film, and widespread availability of her recordings, not to mention a U.S. postage stamp, her legacy would appear to be in good hands. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great moments like this one, join me, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, each and every week for Blues Unlimited. Available in iTunes and on the web at bandcamp.com.